to News Kids.
I'm Rose.
And I'm Zara.
And together we're presenting this weekly podcast about what's going on in our world today. Each week we cover top stories across world news, politics, science, technology, entertainment and arts.
Hello, this is Zara. This week we will be talking about the coronation of King Charles, the Eurovision Song Contest, the use of wind power in the UK, and finally, the SAT exams. Earlier this month, there was a weekend of celebrations in the UK to mark the coronation of King Charles III. On the 6th of May, King Charles and the Queen Consort, Camilla, were crowned at Westminster Abbey. The formal celebrations started with a procession from Buckingham Palace to Westminster Abbey, where the King and Queen rode in the Diamond Jubilee State Coach. More than 2,200 people from 203 countries were in Westminster Abbey. The King arrived at the Abbey wearing a red velvet robe of the state, and his grandson, Prince George, alongside his wife's grandchildren, were among the pages. During the coronation ceremony, the King swore an oath to uphold the law and the Church of England and was anointed, which means that he was religiously blessed. Special oil was used to dab his hands, breast and head during the anointment. After the service, the King and Queen Consort returned to the palace in a larger ceremonial procession with other members of the royal family and made an appearance at the balcony alongside their closest family members. Prince Harry did make the trip across from the USA for the coronation ceremony, but his wife and children stayed in America, and Prince Harry did not have a formal role in the coronation and did not appear on the balcony at Buckingham Palace. On the 7th of May,
a concert
was held at Windsor Castle to mark the coronation with a lineup including Katy Perry, Take That, and Lionel Richie. There were pre-recorded sketches from Tom Cruise, Bear Grylls, and Sir Tom Jones. Community choirs and amateur singers appeared alongside the virtual choir made up of singers from across the Commonwealth for a special performance on the night. There was also a light show and landmarks across the UK were lit up using projections, lasers, drone displays and illuminations. People across the country celebrated with street parties and local get-togethers to mark the occasion.
Hi, it's Rose here. Well, last weekend on the 13th of May, all eyes were on Liverpool as the city hosted this year's Eurovision Song Contest. The Eurovision Song Contest is an annual international song competition which mainly features a mix of European countries, although a few non-European nations such as Australia and Israel can also take part. More than 180 million people from around the world believed to have watched the final. 37 countries entered the contest, and for the first time in its history, viewers outside Eurovision countries were able to vote for their favourite acts. The contest has become known for its loyal fan base, as well as some very flamboyant and sometimes bonkers performances. It has helped launch the careers of some very famous musicians over the years, including ABBA, Celine Dion, and Maneskin. The winning country each year goes on to host the competition the following year, but everything was different in 2023. Ukraine's entry Kalish Orchestra won last year in the Italian city of Turin with their folk rap song Stefania, and the UK Sam Ryder finished in second place with Spaceman. Because of the ongoing war in Ukraine, they were unable to host, and so the European Broadcasting Union, which organises the contest, invited the UK to host it on Ukraine's behalf. Every city in the UK then got the chance to send in their bid and say how they would host the competition. The list was whittled down to a final two cities, Liverpool and Glasgow, and then Liverpool was chosen as the winner in October last year. So how did we do? Not so well, unfortunately. The UK entry was performed by Mae Muller. She wrote and performed her own track called I Wrote a Song. Sadly, she came second to last in the voting. Swedish singer Loreen won the competition for the second time. Loreen, who also won the contest in 2012, beat 25 other entrants with her song Tattoo. Finland's Karija came second, winning the public vote with his unique cha-cha-cha, but not quite convincing the jury. Overall, it was a really fun event, although I had to go to bed halfway through and watch the second half the next morning. It did finish at midnight after all. Eurovision is funny. colourful and energetic, and I really enjoyed watching it. I'm already looking forward to next year.
Hello, this is Zara. This month, wind turbines generated more electricity than gas for the first time in the UK, according to research from Imperial College London. The UK is aiming to have net zero emissions by 2035, and the lead author of the Imperial College research said, "There are still many hurdles to reaching a completely fossil fuel free grid, but wind out supplying gas for the first time is a genuine milestone event. The majority of the UK's wind power has come from offshore wind farms, as installing new onshore wind turbines has effectively been banned since 2015 in England. Under the current rules, companies can only apply to build onshore wind turbines on land specifically identified for development in the land use plans drawn up by local councils. Scientists are always reminding us that renewable power is crucial to limiting the effects of climate change, which are already being felt across the world, including in the UK, which recorded its hottest year since records began. Whilst there has been a lot of growth in the UK of solar and wind power, research by the BBC showed that there was still a lot to be done. Some new solar and wind sites were waiting up to 10 to 15 years to be connected because of a lack of capacity in the electricity system. And at the same time, electricity only accounts for 18% of the UK's total power needs. The majority of UK households use gas for their heating, although the government is seeking to move households away from gas and onto heat pumps that use electricity. This news of wind being the main source of UK electricity for the first time is great news, but clearly there's still lots of work left to do for the UK to meet its targets.
It's Laurie here. Well, you may have seen a lot of fuss in the newspapers over the past couple of weeks about the SATs exams that recently took place in the UK for Year 6 children. Some head teachers have raised concerns over one particular paper which they believe was much more difficult than previous tests. These stage assessments are commonly known as SATs or Standard Attainment Tests and were first introduced between 1991 and 1998. They are taken by pupils in Year 2 and Year 6 of primary school. The Department of Education website states that the main reason for the Key Stage 2 test is to measure school performance and to make sure individual pupils are being supported in the best way possible as they move into secondary school. Some people argue that the test put too much stress and pressure on children at a young age. A teachers' union has gone further and criticised the tests themselves, saying there are better ways of assessing children. So what happened in the recent tests? The content of the Year 6 SATs reading paper has now been published after some teachers and parents said it was so tough it left children in tears. Concerns have been raised about its length and complexity, with some parents and teachers reporting that children were unable to finish it. One head teacher said, "This was the most challenging reading test I have ever seen in my 29 years as a teacher." Sarah Hannafin from National Association of Head Teachers said that the union was concerned about the paper. "The difficulty was beyond the previous tests, leaving children upset and with even staff struggling to understand the questions. My sister Rose actually took this paper. I wanted to ask her what she thought about it. Rose, did you find the SATs reading paper hard?"
"I didn't find it very challenging at all, really. I kind of get what people mean by challenging. Some of the answers were similar, but there was, in my mind, there was one distinct answer."
Well, there you go. I guess it will be my turn next year. I'd better start doing some more practice.
I hope you enjoyed our show, and thank you for listening.